This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, because we are connected to you, we have discovered we are more valuable than we ever bargained for. Because we are connected to your Son, Jesus, we have discovered we are more human than we ever bargained for. Because we are connected to each other, we have discovered we are better lovers than we ever bargained for. God, we give thanks that we are a part of you, and you are a part of us. Amen. Good morning. Anger, murder, lust, adultery, divorce, swearing. Happy Valentine's Day. I don't choose the Gospels, I just preach on them. But I think if we look deeply into this continuation of the Sermon on the Mount, the points that Jesus is truly making really do have a lot to do with Valentine's Day, because they have to do with our heart. I start with a story. A guy walks into the post office one day and he sees a middle-aged, balding man standing at the counter, methodically placing love stamps on bright pink envelopes with hearts all over them. He takes out a perfume bottle and starts spraying perfume all over the envelopes. Curiosity getting the better of him, he goes up to the balding man and asks him, "What are you doing?" The man says, "Well, I'm sending out 1,000 Valentine cards, and every one of them I'm signing, guess who?" "Why?" asked the man. "Well, business is pretty bad right now, and I'm a divorce lawyer." Jesus said in the Beatitudes we heard 2 weeks ago, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake." Sometimes those threats and that persecution comes from without. And a crazy example of someone like this doing something that ridiculous. But more often than not, the threats to our spiritual journey come from within. If you remember last week, Jesus ended that section of Matthew's gospel by saying, "Your righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees." And we could almost put a colon at the end of that statement. And then what we hear this week as a continuation of that sort of spells out what that righteousness is all about. We heard a lot about that in the Beatitudes themselves, but they were more generic. When he started talking about salt of the earth and light of the world last week, he starts using you. He's getting more specific. And he gets very specific today. You have heard it said. Well, I say to you. Now, the important thing overall for us is to look at this from what Jesus is trying to get us to have, and that is pure motivation in our hearts. Now, if you are at a stage in your life where you are engaging in murder, in swearing, in adultery, in any of those things, Jesus says, stop it. That's simple enough. But he goes much beyond that. And he uses all of these examples of sort of worst-case scenarios of what could happen. Righteousness has to do with our relationships with God and with each other. And it's all worst-case scenarios of what could happen. Going from murder to adultery to divorce to swearing and so forth and so on. But he's using that all as this disastrous result, but trying to back us up to look at what really matters, and it's matters of the heart. And so he starts talking, first of all, about anger. I know a lot of angry people. And it's not that that anger is necessarily bad all the time. It's what it leads us to do out of that anger. We know that at times anger is an okay thing. Jesus got angry. He overturned the tables in the temple. In the Old Testament, the word anger is used over 400 times. 300 of those times it refers to God's anger. So there's got to be something that maybe there's a justifiable anger. What he's talking about here today is a selfish anger that is going to lead us down a road, that's going to lead us to a path that we're going to do harmful things to ourselves and to others. So it becomes incumbent upon us to look into our hearts. What is driving my behaviors? Is there anger that is deep within? And if there is, then what am I going to do about that? Because, as he says in the example, the ultimate worst case scenario is it ends up with murder. Whether that is real life murder or just killing off relationships one by one. Then he moves on to our sexuality. Worst case scenario in a marital relationship is there's adultery. Now, we need to understand the importance here of what Jesus is turning the tables again. In Jesus' day, because women were pretty much considered not human, the woman was always guilty of adultery. You don't hear much talk about the man. It takes two to tango. Jesus turns the table and he says, not only is the man guilty, but if this man, if you even look with lustful intent upon this woman, you've already committed adultery in your heart. Again, he's going back to the matters of the heart. What is coming from within us? Now, another important thing here is that thoughts and feelings are givens. We cannot control them. They are pre-moral. Anger sometimes will just well up within us. Lustful thoughts and feelings can well up within us. And that's not neither good nor bad. The question is, then what do we do with those feelings? And Jesus is giving us this path to follow here. You got to be careful, because what path are those thoughts and feelings going to lead you towards? He goes on to relationships with each other. Again, he turns the tables. Notice that normally we would think, if I have something against somebody else, I need to confront that person and I need to resolve it. Well, Jesus takes it a step further if you listen closely. If I'm aware that somebody has something against me, it becomes my responsibility to go to that person. Why? Because the assumption is I'm trying to lead a righteous life. And to lead a righteous life means my relationship is right with God and my relationship is right with every human being I know. So he takes it to the next level for us. He talks about swearing. Why do we need to swear? You know, it drives me crazy. I used to have a boss that every other sentence she'd say, well, to tell you the truth, Marty, well, does that mean that when you don't say that, you're not telling me the truth? Or, to be perfectly frank with you, well, you mean every other time you're not being frank with me? Jesus is saying, if we are people of truth, then as he says, yes, yes, no, no, you don't have to swear because this is where we live with integrity. He's talking about these things that sort of talk about a path we want to walk on. And it becomes a raising of the bar for us, but it's not a raising of the bar just to make it more difficult for us. It's a raising of the bar because Jesus wants us to be blessed. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to share in those beatitudes that he's talked about when he started this whole Sermon on the Mount. And this is how and only how it will happen, because it starts with our heart. You know, we have a labyrinth in the back of the narthex there, and I'm sure you're aware that you just start walking a labyrinth and you don't have to pay much attention to where you're going because you're always going to end up in the middle, and then you walk back out and it's always going to lead you out the other way. There's a difference between a labyrinth and a maze. Because a maze, if you've ever tried one of those things, even if it's the one in the newspaper, you start going down a path and you find out, whoop, it's a dead end. You have to go all the way back, start over. Jesus is trying to remind us, don't choose the wrong path. Choose the path that is always going to get you where you want to go. And so as we look into our hearts on this Valentine's Day weekend, we need to look at those things that might be leading us towards the right path and those things leading us towards the wrong path. And then, as he says so clearly, if our righteousness does go there, then we will get the kingdom of heaven. So look into your heart. Choose that which will put you on the path of the labyrinth, where no matter what, he will be with us from the beginning until the end. Amen.